3-3 record now for the Trenton Lady Bulldogs, coming off of last night's victory at Marceline. A good low-scoring victory, 36-23. Lady Bulldogs really shut down Marceline's offense in that one. Always one that you circle on the schedule when you're a Lady Bulldog. A trip to Chillicothe to take on the Hornets Friday night. That will be on Z101.7. At this point, it looks like we'll have Princeton on the road on KTTN 92.3 FM next Tuesday. So that's what we'll talk about here, along with a third place result last week at the Gallatin tournament with head coach Cameron Cool. Coach, thanks for joining us today. Things again, after a two-game losing streak start season against a couple of pretty good teams, the girls have got things going pretty well for you right now.
Yeah, you know, we're just trying to develop some more consistency. Last night was a big step in that direction. We played the full 32 minutes with defensive intensity and execution on offense. So, you know, we're just trying to get better and trying to, you know, shorten that learning curve as much as we can.
It does look like, and I know sometimes, you know, shots just aren't going, and I think you got this, like, you know, late second throughout the third quarter where it just feels like the offense just kind of slumps. Now, your defense is really good. It kept that lead for you. But is there anything you can put your finger on how it seems like you get that quarter to quarter half every game where the offense just really struggles?
Yeah, you know, shots not falling just is always tough. But we've just got to continue to build ball movement and build trust in everybody on the floor and, you know, just make plays and get to dangerous areas. I thought last night we did a much better job of picking out our shots and getting great shots every time we could. So that's important to us to make sure that we are, you know, maximizing our possession. So we just got to, again, develop some more consistency, and hopefully that'll happen on offense as well.
I really like kind of the idea of, you know, spreading apart the floor, kind of going with that four corners look and making the defense come out and guard you, because when you do that, you open up driving lanes, and that's where Marina King is at her best when she's able to take that thing to the hole.
Yeah, you know, she's really good in space, and we trust her with the ball in her hands. And so, but that also, she opened up some good opportunities for Kagan Croy, hit some shots for us last night, and we just made better decisions last night. We were under control, and we kind of dictated the pace of the game, and so far this year that hasn't been the case. So we just want to kind of continue to build on that performance and just keep working.
Marceline had a six-footer inside who certainly is going to be a challenge. As I said, you know, Maddie will fight anybody that you put against her, but she was giving up some size to her. But I thought overall, and a lot of it was Maddie, but some of it was just team defense, you made life a little bit difficult on Huber last night.
Yeah, you know, I was really proud of Maddie. She, again, does not get enough credit for what she does for our team, you know, especially defensively. When she's not on the floor, we're just not nearly as good of a team. She has a lot of what I would call assist rebounds out there, you know, where she's boxing out the best rebounder for the other team so someone else can grab one. And then on top of that, she's still averaging almost 10 a game. So she just does so many good things for us. And we did have great team defense last night. We doubled her every time she touched the ball, and so made life difficult. But that really doesn't work if other girls aren't ready to scramble and close out hard on shooters and rebound the ball on the weak side. So it was a team effort. But yeah, Maddie took you know, took a beating in there last night and really did a great job for us.
Did you kind of get to the point, Coach, of saying, you know, we're just going to have to collapse inside because Marceline's not hitting a whole lot from the perimeter? Did you kind of get to that point late first, early second quarter where you just kind of dared them to hit outside shots against you?
I mean, that was the plan going in. You know, we knew we had trust in our players to close out hard enough on their shooters because they do have some really good shooters and some great shot makers and playmakers. So, but we felt like to give ourselves the best opportunity, we needed to take away the easy ones around the hoop because, like you said, you know, even if Maddie's in the right position, with Huber's size, there was not a lot she could maybe do one-on-one every time. So we just wanted to give a you know, take away their first option and then just try to scramble and recover on their second and third options.
It's amazing how just, you know, one result can kind of just change just, you know, kind of the course of the interview that we're having right now. And I'm looking back at that Gilman City game that you had. You know, certainly I think Gilman City play pretty good, but, you know, you struggle at times, but you found a way to win. If you lose that game, you got a two-game losing streak going into Marceline. You're probably thinking a little bit differently. That victory on Friday night against Gilman City actually turns into a really big win for your basketball team.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the goal is always to walk away from a tournament with, you know, with a winning record because that means you brought home some hardware. So, and Gilman City did play well. You know, they were very aggressive and did a really good job. You know, that was a game where again, if we don't get a two-sided effort from Morena, because she had a lot of points, obviously, but she also held their best player to 2 points. And so, you know, again, defensively is where it has to start for us, and then we just have to keep building our offensive execution.
Where is anybody on your team? You pick out one person, said she has, you know, she's getting a lot more minutes and she's starting this year. It'd be Astrid Soriano. What is Astrid kind of figuring out with her role at this point of the season, Coach?
I think last night was a great example of she was much more under control, just made the right play, and did a much better job on defense for us as well. She guarded their best shooter, and I think she ended up with one or two threes, but Astrid did a really good job on her, and really, for a small guard, mixed it up in the rebounding as well. And so Astrid just has to, you know, keep the team under control and make sure we're, you know, finding the right pace to the game, but she's doing a good job. Getting thrown into a point guard spot is always tough, so I think she's handled it pretty well so far.
Chillicothe Friday, Coach. We know what Darren Smith has generally, coaching acumen really good. Chillicothe always has good athletes. What do the Hornets have that you're going to need to control on Friday?
Well, I think the toughest thing is that there's really not a position that you can just ignore. You know, a girl on the floor, they have weapons on the floor at all times. And so for us, it's going to be making sure transition doesn't become an issue for us. We've got to make sure to protect the rim and transition and get back quickly. We need to make sure that we are controlling our offensive possessions and not letting them rush us into bad shots or turnovers. But, you know, they're really good. You know, there's a reason they have so much success because, for one, they're very prepared with Coach Smith. He's one of the best around. And like you said, they've just got really good players. So, you know, we just need to make life difficult defensively and offensively. We just need to really control our possessions and try to, you know, control the pace of the game.
I'll be up at Chillicothe Friday, as I mentioned, be up at Princeton Tuesday. Yeah, they're not – Princeton – a little bit up and down right now, and I'll talk to Coach Richmond about that tomorrow, but everybody knows her best player is Addie Henke. She can score from anywhere on the floor, but you know, the thing with Princeton, I've talked with coaches the last 4 days about this, if you put all your attention on Henke, they have girls on the floor that can hurt you outside Addie, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they've got good shooting. They've got some girls who can attack the rim, and they've got enough size inside there to make life difficult. And defensively, they're really solid. I mean, they're really a good team on that end. They don't give up a ton of points. So, you know, there's a reason that they've been successful. And like we just said with Chillicothe, you know, Coach Richmond is really good. He's absolutely got his girls prepared every time. And so, yeah, it's you know, our conference is tough, especially there at the top. And Princeton, I know, you know, is picked to win it, and that's for good reason because they're a solid team. And, you know, on the road, that's going to be one we're going to have to make sure we're just prepared and ready to go.
3-3 record. Things going pretty well right now for the Bulldogs. Coach, we'll see you at Chillicothe on Friday. Good luck against the Hornets.
Thank you, Tom.